There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a great thing to do today, 855-99-37569. Well, so we've got our second NFL domestic abuse story in a little less than a week. Last week was Ray Rice, and footage released. I'm surprised Roger Goodell is still commissioner personally, but
me too.
I guess it just bespeaks his political acumen or something.
Apparently
because
his
yeah,
power, yep.
Yeah, because I think I still think he's not going to survive this, but the fact that he's lasted this long, I think, is extraordinary. And depressing in some ways.
It is. Well, especially there. I mean, there's been a lot of people, and I think I said this last week, that have issues with his running
anyway.
The league outside of this.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really bizarre to me that there hasn't been more done there.
Well, he apparently knows where some of the bodies are buried, I guess.
He must. Yeah,
weird,
right.
Isn't it? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, they're working. Plus, apparently, I mean, it's not only, because that's one of the questions, is should the NFL be involved? Should there be a line drawn? I mean, in my particular business, there's not. That I have, as a broadcaster, I have to sign a moral turpitude clause, which is, that's actually the term, which is pretty much undefined. So what,
exactly.
You know, one person's moral turpitude may be somebody else's crazy weekend. I don't know. And I don't fall into that category particularly. It's nothing that particularly bothers me. But the point is that I'm to a certain extent I'm not allowed a private life. And of course I am, and I'm sort of exaggerating. But and I am not I'm not paid gazillions of dollars, and I am not presumably held up as a role model. Yet broadcasting feels that because I have access to public airways, the station has a right to say not so much what I say on the air, although they can certainly fire me for that, but how I behave in my personal life. Fortunately, as we know, I am just angelic. But But moral turpitude is a pretty undefined term, and sooner or later, somebody is really going to contest that, I think. But that's a sidebar at best. Should the NFL have any jurisdiction? There are several questions here. Should they have any jurisdiction in how you behave off the field, from taking a loaded gun to a nightclub, to beating the daylights out of your fiance, to beating the daylights out of your kid? And Shane asked a question to which I do not have the answer. I know in most states that doctors and teachers have to report. It's illegal and therapists have to report abuse. There's no choice about it, that you can have your license revoked if you don't report abuse. Now, in terms of the pictures, I know, as I said, I'm on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, and one year one of the things that I did was I bought, this was before digital cameras, but I bought, actually digital cameras, it's before everybody had a smartphone, so that they could take pictures, high-definition pictures of abuse so that they would have it for a file. Because it's one of those things, you know, if a bruise is healed, how do you prove that it existed if there are no bones broken? I mean, this is a disgusting conversation if you think about it. I mean,
it
really
sure
is.
Yeah.
So the first question is, and I think they should. I mean, it's not only me being kind of petty, if I have to be held to a certain standard, so should everybody else. But I mean, these guys get paid lots of money. They're held up as role models of who, how to aspire to it. And there's certainly no question that if you're going to be held up as a model citizen, then you have a certain requirement. I mean, first of all, nobody should be beating up on somebody smaller than they are, period. You know, the end of discussion, which gets us to our second topic of how do you discipline your kids. But and we'll do that next hour, not this hour, but next hour, so we don't sort of mix them up unnecessarily. But should the NFL be able to say, if you do things that reflect badly on the team or the league, we have the right to cut you. And obviously, I don't know what the contract says, but obviously they feel that there was a possibility of doing it.
Right. And that's the key, is this is their product, you know what I mean? So I think from their point of view, they definitely have an interest in, or should have an interest anyways, in making sure the mental health and the well-being of the players and their families are at the forefront. I mean, this is their product, right?
Well, and that's a second issue, I think, which is whatever the legal ramifications and the contractual obligations, does a group that is as high profile as the NFL have responsibilities, as you say, to the fans, to the team, to the city, and to the players to offer guidance? I mean, a lot of these young men, they are young, they're relatively unsophisticated quite by and large, or quite often, not always, that football is opposed to baseball. Most of them are college, at least have been exposed to college, which is not true of baseball. A lot of those kids go directly from high school. Do they have an obligation to these players as human beings to say, look, you're going to get a lot of money, you're going to get a lot of attention, you may not have grown up in a situation that offers you the boundaries that it's going to take for you to be a successful citizen, let alone a successful representative of your city and the team and the NFL and yada yada. And don't they is there an obligation there? And it would seem at this moment that the answer is not so much. And I mean, I think the fact that it's a men's game, it's a violent game, and it's run by men, probably offsets that a little bit. I think I would love to have Condoleezza Rice as the commissioner of the NFL. I think that would be great, because presumably she brings, and she's no cream puff, but presumably she brings at least the mentality that says that punishing these guys after the fact is only part of it. It certainly does send a message. Speaking of which, the ban on Penn State was lifted over the weekend as well, so they can play.
Oh, interesting. I didn't hear that one.
Which is another issue. I mean, and one wonders if the NFL would do anything if this stuff hadn't come out. Because, and I think that is that Roger Goodell is saying that they didn't know anything about it till last week, and that seems to not have been the case, that they knew a lot, they knew about it in February. And it was still basically, at best, you know, a slap on the wrist, that if somebody else, then they'd be in jail. So, you know, it does seem to me that there are those two issues that first of all, the legality of it, the contractual part of it, does the NFL have a responsibility to the fans, to young men who are aspiring to play in the NFL? And then do they have one to the players to say, look, guys, you're going to get paid a lot of money. We're going to ask you to be really aggressive. A lot of you are juicing, and that creates its own problems. And we need for you to be, you know, here's some place you can go for help without being humiliated. That if you think that you were brought, and maybe a better interview process, a better intake process, not so much. I mean, look, think about how specific a player is vetted to be able to be a running back or to be a kicker or to be a secondary. Why isn't there the same kind of, or at least some attempt to say, let's talk about your issues with anger. Let's talk about how you were brought up. Let's talk about what your issues are with drugs and or alcohol. Let's talk about how you relate to women. Let's talk about how you cope with things, how you talk things out. And giving some, I mean, if we could vet somebody about how many times they can kick a ball through the uprights, why aren't we looking at some of this stuff that's going to affect at least these men for the rest of their life?
Right.
Because most of them aren't going to play for very long.
Well, and another thing is, I mean, obviously that really gets to the heart of the issue here, because I truly don't think that Adrian Peterson thought he did anything wrong.
Well, which is another scary thought.
Right.
All right. 855-99, Dr. Joy. 855-99-37569. If you'd like to join in the discussion, see if we'll talk about Facebook as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. I need to give a shout-out to Chris Carter. I think it took a certain amount of courage for him to get up and say, look, this is how I was raised, and my mom raised seven kids as a single parent, but you know what? She was wrong. And I've learned a lot of stuff since I was a kid. And my mom was wrong. And that's part of, and he went on to say that he should be taken off the field that that was the only thing that he would understand. He said, we don't respect women, we don't respect kids, we don't respect the league, take them off the field. That's the way we'll understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that took some courage to say.
Yeah,
and I know this is sort of being described as well, that there are cultural differences. And I mean, look, we sort of wage war against people, you know, halfway across the world. And when people say, well, it's a different, you know, it's a different religion, a different culture, we say, no, no, it's wrong. You know, human rights are human rights. But on American soil, we say, well, no, it's, you know, it's a different culture. It's not. You know, the big yeah. people hitting on little people. And I'm not sure what any adult thinks. I've told this story before, which I'm not very proud of. But when my daughter was about, I don't know, a little less than two, I guess, we were out, and her father was holding her, and there were a lot of people talking with her, and she was all excited. And I said, do you want chicken or turkey? And she slapped me. Her father was holding her in his arm. She slapped me. And without even thinking about it, I hit her on her pamper, and I said, we don't hit. And I thought, wait a minute, what have I just done?
Right.
I said, little people can't hit big people, but big people can hit little people. And I apologized to her. And as a parent, I mean, as Shane and I were talking about, we were both spanked as kids. Do I think it was right? I don't. Did it teach you what? Just that big people, it teaches you to be sneaky. It teaches you to, you know, not cry because, you know, you don't want to give a parent the satisfaction. It starts a war. That there are ways that humiliating a human being is not necessarily the way to teach them something different. And I think if we're that, and that's part of, I think, what we'll do next hour is just talk about different ways of teaching somebody. But I don't know that hitting somebody with a switch, where they have to be taken to a doctor is an okay way. And what does it teach? Just, and apparently what the 4-year-old did was he pushed his brother off a game or something. So what we're saying is it's not okay for you to be violent toward your brother, but it's okay for me to be violent toward you. There's a certain disconnect of logic about that.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, that's for sure.
All right. So we had asked about corporal punishment on website, yes?
Yes. Yep, we did.
Do you want to?
Yeah, we had asked, you know, basically what people's thoughts are on it, and is it ever appropriate? The first person chimes in here. Chris says, I'm not a fan of corporal punishment. I think there are a billion other ways to reprimand a child other than fear and violence.
Yeah, I mean, what it really says is big people can hit little people, and I'm not sure what the league is attempting to do either here about saying, well, we're going to wait and see what the law says. I mean, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that seems to me in some ways even scarier.
Right. Yeah.
The legal system to proceed so we can come to the most effective conclusions and then determine the appropriate course of action.
Right. I mean, is it your product or isn't it that's being represented here? You know, I mean, you'd think that just that alone would encourage you to take more steps than that.
Well, and the statement that you're making, I mean, if they're feeling that they're discriminated against them, I suppose they could pay him, you know, or they could put his money in escrow or something. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. My suspicion is this will not hold up. By the time the weekend comes around, he will not be playing. I just think it's too controversial to stand.
I agree.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Especially, I think, here in Minnesota. You know, it's like New York is a very liberal state. And I just kind of think that they're going to get so much pressure this week that they'll rethink their stance on it.
Well, one of the things to do is not go to the game.
Right, and I think a lot of people maybe won't. You know, yeah. I really do.
Well, there was also the Michael Vick thing, and that one, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that there is at very least an ambiguous sort of stance. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think if people want football to survive, that there's going to have to be some alteration because it's not only violent in terms of spinal cord. I mean, one of the things that was true of the Rutgers Penn State game was that they had two players who'd both been paralyzed during football games and acting as honorary co-captains. And, you know, I think that's a kind of a nice thing to do for these guys. But there's something really stomach-turning about that whole thing of that we're somehow saying the game is more important than the fact that these guys, by playing the game, would never be the same again.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty backwards.
But if somebody really wants to save football, I think that the combination of injuries on the field and behavior off the field is going to have to be addressed.
Yeah,
or it's not going to. I mean, I just think that people aren't going to stand for it any longer.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I'll tell you, like I said to you, I mean, this just made my stomach turn on Friday. There really let me down. And to be honest with you, I wasn't excited at all to even watch the NFL this weekend. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more people than me that felt exactly the same way. And like I said, that's their product, you know? I mean, that's...
Yeah. Besmirched.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's start with what people felt about the NFL, and then we can go to the corporal punishment.
Sure. Oh, just as far as what people think the NFL should do?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Tracy here says, she uses the H-E double hockey stick, but I'll censor that to heck yes. She says they are a role model for kids and should act like one. She says common sense should tell them not to beat your wife or child, but I guess with all the hits they receive on the field, they also lose that. So kind of goes to what we're saying.
Well,
about,
yeah, exactly.
Sport,
I mean, the NFL has all these things about, you know, we do Special Olympics, we do, you know, pictures of football players going to hospital to visit sick kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly aware on some superficial, if you will, level that they have an obligation. But when it comes down to if we take this player off the field, are we going to lose the game? When it's about a pocketbook, all of a sudden, all these ideals seem to have been suppressed, which is
mm-hmm.
alarming.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that's something where we as the fans and citizens need to be looking back at ourselves, too.
Yeah.
And saying, well, this goes on because... You know, the players put back in and we forget about it because they do well then or whatever, you know.
Yep.
So it's not all on them. It's not all on us. It's
a shared responsibility of who are we as a society? What rules do we want to have for each other living together? And don't we as human beings feel that we've evolved to the point where we try and take care of each other? As you point out, slavery was the
legal
law of the land,
that
women being treated as chattel, that child labor laws, that presumably that we've gotten, as Chris Carter says, that we've learned a lot since then, or have we? That's the question. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/...
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Actually, I've got my galoshes on, so I'm ready for the flood.
Right.
Tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is a new career.
Yay!
It's an exciting career because it's about a career to help people.
Good!
But it's starting my own business. It's kind of scary and lonely and anxiety provoking, and my inner critic is coming up. I kind of wanted to see if you could relate at all or get any advice.
Give me a little background. How old are you, Ashley?
Sure, I'm 30.
Okay. And can you give me a hint about the nature of the business?
Absolutely. Well, generically speaking, it's health coaching, really, and I wanted to be a shrink like you when I was younger, but this is a little bit more immediate. It gives me access to a lot more people right away and a little bit more confidence in my work.
Okay, well, you may even want to think about adding a little bit, whether or not you go ahead and get a PhD or even an MSW. Although, look, I'm going to tell you, if you're really looking to do the kind of thing it sounds like you're wanting to do and you're not sure that you want to invest the time or energy in a PhD, I would think about, especially starting your own business, but maybe taking some night courses or whatever, adult education, on either PsyD or MSW, a Master's in Social Work. A Master's in Social Work is a very practical degree, and it usually only takes about a year, and then you do an internship. So, and it may work really well with starting your own business. So, but that's aside. That's just in case you decide that you just really love this and would just like to kind of beef up your credentials a little bit. But for right now, what I might do is join some civic organizations for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a very good way of publicizing what you do. I've mentioned before, when I first started out as a therapist, therapists weren't allowed to advertise at all. I mean, right now they've relaxed the restrictions to a very large extent. But when I started out, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you weren't allowed to advertise. So what I did was I accepted every free speaking engagement that anybody ever asked me to do, and they asked me to do a lot. PTAs, civic organizations, religious organizations, I gave gobs of speeches, because what I was doing is saying, you know, I have a practice, and here's how to get in touch with me. I always make sure I had business cards, and that's really how I began a practice. I also was part of a larger clinic, so that I got some referrals, but I got known fairly quickly in the community, and to a certain extent, the kind of work we do requires certainly some education and some background and some credentialing, but it also requires people just to know that you exist. And so that I would absolutely recommend giving some speeches, joining some civic organizations, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or Toastmasters, Toastmistresses. So you're giving them speeches, you're out in the public, people get to know you, and if you give one good speech, someone else will come and say, gee, that was great, we'd come speak for our organization. And eventually, you could start charging for these, but at the beginning, it's much more valuable as a referral source than it will be as a source of income. It also takes care of that issue number two, which is feeling isolated. So I would join a bunch of groups. So that's the loneliness, that's the publicizing. What were some of the other things that you're a bit concerned about?
Oh boy, well, it's like the essence of the work, which is getting rid of the inner critic. Asking the inner critic to be your best friend, but in addition to that, I'm experiencing my inner critic is popping up and saying, like, man, you don't know every single thing in the world. How can you be telling people anything?
All right, well, let me help you with that. First of all, I don't think anybody who is in a helping profession has to know everything. They just have to know what they don't know. And I would suggest a couple things. I sort of inadvertently gave you some of the suggestions at the beginning before I even knew what the specific concern was, which take a couple of courses. And you can now take them online, although, again, so you don't become isolated, I would highly encourage you to take them in the flesh rather than online, because it'll help you to sort of get to get a little bit more socialized. I also think that one of the things that I had to do, I just saw a very lousy play, which I would not recommend. In fact, the publicist is a friend of mine, and so my great gift to her is I'm not going to review it. But the idea is that part of what I had, I know, how nice a person am I, but one of the things that I had to do when I started out as a therapist was I had to be supervised. Which I didn't really resist, because I knew that I was relatively new at this, that I didn't really, and one of the points of this play is that this woman is crazy. I mean, she is, the therapist is really completely inappropriate and has a completely wrong-headed view of what therapy is and isn't. She flirts with her patients. She touches them. She hugs them. I mean, and I'm going. I'm hyperventilating in the theater, which was, of course, very entertaining to people around me. And she did have the supervisor. And in the play, the supervisor is kind of the villain of saying, "No, you can't do this." But a supervisor is incredibly helpful to say, when you run into a problem, when that inner critic says, well, you don't have to know everything. And if you're here on the air, I don't have to know everything. All I have to do is be able to help you think about something in a slightly different way. So if you have the sense that somehow you have to fix somebody, you're going to be in trouble. If you have the sense that you have to know all the answers, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't understand, this was probably the most valuable thing that someone told me. What they told me was completely wrong. They said, when you have to stop caring if you're going to do this. And that's wrong. It is. If you don't care, you're dangerous, and you shouldn't be doing it. What they meant, which I had to kind of work out for myself, was you have to understand very clearly where you stop and another person starts. And that's probably the most difficult thing to learn as a caregiving professional, whether you're talking medicine or psychology or social work or anything else, that understand where you stop, that you do the best you can and you help them in whatever way you can, and you do care about them, but they ain't your friend, they ain't your responsibility, and it ain't your life. And I think supervision is really helpful, and you may actually need to pay someone to supervise you, but it's an incredibly valuable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So number one, I take some courses. Number two, I do a bunch of speeches because hopefully you'll start off, and hopefully you're capitalized enough, you have enough savings that you can go for a while without much income. But number one, take some courses so you're kind of ballasting your good heart with your head. Number two, do a lot of speeches just so people know who you are. Join organizations so you're not so isolated and it's a good source of referrals. Find someone to, it's not even mentor you as much as supervise you. And it's, I can remember, I was supervised at different levels from different people, and some of them were really kind and gentle. A couple of them were really nasty. But the nasty ones, to a certain extent, you're going to learn more from. So don't get somebody who's going to be gentle with you. Get somebody, especially if you're paying for it, who is just tough as they can be, so you learn. And you may be able to do that, through the psychology department. You may find somebody who's willing to do a trade with you in exchange for doing something. But to a certain extent, money is simplifies the daylights out of things. Of just finding someone who is experienced enough, which means they'll get a brand new graduate student because they're going to be as lost as you are. But there are a lot of things you don't really learn in graduate school, and you don't really learn about them. I touched somebody when I was first a therapist, and I was at the clinic. I was the youngest there. I was the only female. They sent me somebody who is a paranoid schizophrenic and had been for years undiagnosed, should have been hospitalized, and I saved her through, having said that you don't do that, through just sheer guts on my part and energy, but I nearly killed her as well, because at one point she was telling me these horrifying stories, which were probably in retrospect not true, and I touched her. I touched her hand, and man, that countertransference is a real issue. Transference is a real issue, and I was just lucky that she didn't end up dead because I was stupid, and it's not an uncommon phenomenon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So get somebody to supervise you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really appreciate that. I had a similar experience like that as well. I worked in a group home.
And nobody tells you. And most of us who go into this profession go in because we genuinely like people and we care about them. And, we want to literally reach out and touch them. You just can't do it. It completely ruins the therapeutic experience. And that's what this play is about. And somehow she's supposed to be this charming, intrepid person who just says, well, you have to be authentic and I have to show the love. And thinking, that's how you kill people. Ashley, any other questions about starting your new business, Cookie?
Yes. When we last spoke, you mentioned getting resourceful, like finding free speaking engagements.
Right.
Finding somebody to supervise me. And actually, I had sought out a professional speaker from the school that I have been attending.
Good.
What we did was we struck a barter agreement that I could take this long, lengthy program of hers in exchange for some work.
Great.
So I thought that was a great idea. And then I'm coming up with some kind of frustrating moments where I don't really know what to do, but I don't want to ask her for help because I'm supposed to be helping her. So this is kind of like a weird predicament that I was wondering if you've ever been involved in.
You don't have to have one person to answer all your questions. I mean, you're allowed to have various resources. So, and I mean, there are a number of ways of dealing with that. If you think she might actually know the answer, you can say to her, I have this one question, and I realize it's sort of out of the scope of our agreement, so I'm perfectly willing to, take you out for lunch and pick your brains. People do that to me all the time. I would weigh 1,000 pounds because they figured the price of a lunch is a lot cheaper than the price of an hour with me. So, I mean, if you think she might actually know the answer, then you can go to her and say, as I said, this is out of the scope of our agreement, but I'd love to, bake you a pie or something. Or can you, if you'd rather not, can you suggest someone that you think might be a good resource for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you don't have to have all your eggs in one basket, and it's okay to have multiple resources. It's also going back to the school from which you matriculated is not a bad idea, because quite often alums are perfectly willing. I get requests all the time from the schools that I went to, will you mentor somebody? And I do when I have the time. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, kiddo, listen, as you run into issues, if you need some help, I'm here.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, is to help. 855-99-37569. Beth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling because every time I'm with a person, they seem to be married to their mother. And my last... I went to this therapist. I paid, you know, my medical only pays 80-20, so I still have to pay quite a bit of money, like over $2,000-some-odd. And then the person doesn't think they have a problem, and there's, like, this family dysfunction that keeps him, like, he should take care of his mother. And then there's this inbreeding in this area.
Wait, let's go slow. Let's go a little slower so I can help you with this. Okay.
Cousins, so hearing cousins.
Pardon?
Cousins,
you're
like, oh, you married your cousin,
is
that your first cousin?
Beth, you've got, are you on a landline or a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay, is there, because we were okay for a minute and now you're breaking up on me. Have you been moving around?
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, can you move back to where you were a minute ago? All right, because I'll tell you what, do you have a landline you can use?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
No, I got that part. All right, we'll do the best we can temporarily. It's just wherever you were about 60 seconds ago is much better than where you are now. All right, so, Beth, how old are you? I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold with Shane, and we'll try us calling you and see if that works better. Are you willing to do that? All right. Because I just can't hear you. You're breaking up so badly, I can't hear you. Shane, why don't you get on with Beth and see if we can call her? Because maybe if you call back, because we're in landline, to her cell phone, it'll sound better.
Right, you bet.
Because right now, yeah, can't hear very much. Okay, folks, listen. When you call me, here's the deal. Shane's going to say, what's your question for Dr. Brown? And the idea being that if you can come up with a question, it may not be the exact question that we're going to end up with, but at least it'll start us in some place. Because you're going through a whole lot of details, and I'm not scolding Beth because she really didn't. But try not to throw the entire kitchen sink at me at the same time, all right? Because you hear that the way that we solve problems around here is just to break things down to their smallest component and see if we can sort of make some sense of it. Because saying, you know, nothing in my life works, that's hard to deal with. Saying, I don't have enough food in the refrigerator, my rent's due, and my toenails are ingrown, then I can help you deal with. All right, so according to Shane, this is, we should be able to do this now, right?
I think so. Let's try
it. All right, let's try it again. All right, Beth, we got you?
Yes.
Much better. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay, and so you've been dating. Now, you said two things. You said inbreeding, which is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
okay, and what about mama's boys? Because those presumably, are they all the same guy?
Yes.
All right, so it's just one guy that's been kind of a disappointment to you, right? Yes?
Okay, I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say every person that I seem to meet seems to be having a responsibility to their mother, that it's their duty to take care of the mother over their wife and whatever family they create. And then on top of it, when I start meeting family members, cousins are married to cousins, and they're in their 60s or 70s.
All right, well, wait a minute. Honey, let's do them one at a time. Are you doing online dating? Is that what you're doing?
No. I met a particular person.
Okay.
And I'm divorced now. Okay, this is my shock. I don't understand where the family condones the male being married to the mother, and then you try to tell what's going on, and they say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. And then I went to a therapist, paid a bunch of money. She had me read this book called When He's Married to His Mother. My lawyer says, well, have you seen this movie? He puts it up on his screen, Psycho. And then my sister, Anna, she's in New Mexico. She goes, well, did you happen to see on Netflix a Bates Motel? And
so
I'm like, what?
They're showing you movies and you want to ask some help. All right. I promise not to mention a movie even once. All right. So look, if it's this one guy, how long have you been dating him?
No, I'm not dating him. I recently divorced him. So a friend said, when you stop pitying this person, you can get over it.
Okay. Wait. Beth. One at a time. How long were you married to the dude?
Okay, I dated the person 2 years.
Whoops. How long?
Because 2 years.
You've been divorced 2 years. How long were you married? Yeah, see, it's breaking up again.
Oh, we lost her. Sounds like a droid from Star Wars or something.
All right, look, let me see if I can respond to part of this. I hear that when you go and you're paying your therapist, it's one thing when you call me and I mention a movie, right? I'm free and I'll still help you. I'll just maybe use a movie to point something out. But I agree, if you're paying serious money for your therapist, you don't necessarily want him to put a movie up on your screen. Family members, as you know, can sometimes be sympathetic and sometimes not so much. But look on one side of it. You know, I had a friend when I first got divorced who said you should only date orphans who have no children and have never been married, because then you don't have to deal with parents, you have to deal with in-laws, you don't have to deal with children left over, and you don't have to deal with exes. But finding, you know, I think sort of deciding that that's going to kind of narrow your options a little bit here. But a man who takes care of his mother is not necessarily a bad dude, because presumably he feels some responsibility. And at 49, presumably you're going to be part of that sandwich generation as well, where you've got, I don't know if you've been married before, well, yeah, you've been divorced, obviously you've been married before. I don't know if you've got kids, but at some point, because people are just living so much longer than they used to, and the economy is, in spite of what everybody says, not in great shape, so we get caught between kids needing more help than perhaps we needed from our parents on the one hand, and parents living longer, so they need more help from us, and we just feel like sometimes we're sort of squeezed. But in theory, a man wanting to take care of his mom is not necessarily a bad thing. What you need to do, and I think saying that you're married to your mom is probably not a useful thing to do, because all it's going to do is make him mad at you. He's not married to his mom. He just may feel that she is, maybe she makes better pot roast than you do. And if you're telling me that men sometimes look for, in their dating relationships, for someone to take care of them, I would not disagree. Unfortunately, women sometimes look for their dad in a relationship as well, of somebody who'll take care of us. So what we probably need to do is, number one, be able to take care of ourselves and set some limits. Does this mean I should try again, Shane? No. You're saying, forget about it, Tom.
I guess we lost her. She dropped off there.
Well, it's just that, you know, look, folks, if I can't hear you, I can't hear you, right? So I'll tell you what. Beth, call me back if you can. We're just about out of time for this hour, but I'll start you off on next hour, and I'll give you as much time as you need. But, you know, you don't want to set yourself up as a rival for either his mom or his ex or his children, because you're going to lose. Because even if he chooses you, he'll resent you, and you look petty and small and whiny. So if there's some issues, call me up. Make sure that you're on a phone I can understand, and make sure you're steady, right? Don't keep moving around on me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at...
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less.
deaths. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.